what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle? Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use that power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite and let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite.
Welcome back, folks, here in the Corporation Nation. The Ropo Bees Project and Colony Collapse Disorder. One potential application of micro-robotic insects might someday be to artificially pollinate crops. However, we do not see robotic pollination as a wise or viable long-term solution to colony collapse disorder. If robots were used for pollination, and we are at least 20 years away from that possibility, it would only be as a stopgap measure while a solution to CCD is implemented to restore natural pollinators. I hate these people. I do. These universities, I tell you, Patrick, after I did my whole discourse on schools and syndicalism and what the universities are, almost all of the research is going on in the universities. All of the worst possible things that are happening are coming in the universities, where all the funding goes, all the patents are in the universities. Of course, that means it belongs to government, you know. It's like evil corporation disguising itself as a school is basically what I see the university system is. Patrick, do we have you?
Are you there?
Earth Hello. To Patrick.
Hello.
All right.
Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Breaker, breaker.
So you say you have some light.
Hello, can you hear me?
Some light to share.
Clint, am I muted? Hello, can you hear me, Clint?
Uh-oh, what's going on? Interesting.
I can hear both of you. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
You got me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Freak.
Yeah, I've been talking to you the whole time, man. So now I'm so confused that what was your question?
Yeah. You said you had some light.
Oh no, don't go towards the light just yet. Yeah, I want to finish the darkness on the GMO because I forgot about the short break. So
okay, go ahead.
Bacillus subtilis, Bacillus thuringiensis. The BT, and most people know only the acronyms. Oh, there's such a thing called BT corn, and there's BT cotton. And that's the thing where they put the crystal toxin in the plant, and it kills the bugs. Well, the only difference between commercial Monsanto or Adventist or Pioneer or whatever seed company, because they're all the same company, comes out with for commercial crops. The only difference between those commercial crops and what you get in organics is that all the way back to the 1970s, they were taking Bacillus thuringiensis, the actual organism, and they were spraying it on your organic crops because the organism would make the crystal toxin and the caterpillar or whatever that ate your pristine organic produce would then get sick and die. It's like, wait, what were the people doing that were eating the organic crops getting when they were eating the organism itself on the crop. So the only difference was that in organics, it was sprayed onto the crop, and in commercial crops, it was genetically engineered inside the crop. And the reason I'm saying that there's no distinction between GMOs anymore is, well, consider that if you actually had to cultivate Bacillus subtilis, if you had to cultivate Bacillus thuringiensis, you put them in these three-story high stainless steel fermenter vats to grow enough bugs so they can sell it to, you know, agriculture, that means that it's genetically modified, the bacteria is, so that it can grow in your fermenter vat. So it's a GMO by definition. And all these people are collecting all this money, millions of dollars, going, we need to label GMOs. And of course they can't, because everything on the planet is contaminated with GMOs. And so you've been hosed. You know, I want to make people feel bad. Are you really that stupid that you couldn't put together that they'll never label it GMO because everything is contaminated with GMO? So, you know, send your money to me. Because apparently Clint and I are the only ones out here telling the truth.
Well, I mean, you know, there's always truth in...
Reality. I'm sorry, man. I know your lingo.
It's always laced with falsity and fallacy and... I was just, you know... Speaking of that, I turned on the radio today, and sure enough, there's InfoWars and Alex Jones spouting his BS. Unfrickin' believable. I was just like, oh my god. So here's, you know, the radio station that I used to actually talk on, and here's Alex Jones, you know. Every other word is about his products and how good they are, and you know, selling this and selling that, and you know, the difference between a station like GCN, Genesis Communications Network, and a station like RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, is that I work for free. Some people who work here are paid. Alex Jones pays about $30,000 a month, according to when I did an interview with, what's her name? Can't think of her name. Who was paying about $18,000 herself to be on that station. He's sitting there, he's paying them about $30,000 a month. And so, naturally, what does he have to do? He has to sell a bunch of products, and the majority of his show is, of course, geared towards selling all of these products. The interesting thing I find about that is... that he has to actually, people like that have to lie. It's they're salesmen, right? They have to lie. They have to, for instance, one of the things that really bothered me is there's always been something that I never understood, because there's this promotion of patriotism, rah, rah, the USA, while at the same time, government is killing you. Government is harming you. You and your family are going to die. We're all going to die unless you take our products, right? So there's this. At the same time, we're saying the government is doing all this harm and all these people. But yeah, rah rah rah, fly your flag, and you know, I don't understand patriotism. It just doesn't make sense, especially in a crowd that listens to someone like Jones or all these other people. And I certainly couldn't understand it by anybody listening to me after all we've discussed on this show. But there seems to be a disconnect. There seems to be a still, after all we've talked about today, even the notion that government is going to somehow come around, pass a law that says, oh no, this is, we're going to protect you, don't worry. When at the same time, you go to Title 50 and look up the Biological Weapons Program, which we've also gone through on this show. It's in my documentary. I don't understand people's disconnect when they say at the same time two disconnected statements that government is good and government is bad at the same time. It doesn't really make sense, because really what it boils down to is that all the power stems from government. Government, the structure of it doesn't even matter. Communism, socialism, this, that, that. No, it's the power that matters. It's the agency that matters. It's us being creating constituents, creating people who we give our authority to harm us. It doesn't matter what the structure is. It can be a church or a state or both. And it is. I don't get it, man. We're talking about this stuff. So naturally, these guys have to spread the fear, but they never really go into the inner workings of it, do they? They just say, you know, there's this and there's this, buy our product, but they don't ever, in my opinion anyways, from what I've heard, don't really ever go into the foundation of it all, like we are. I just don't understand, why would people support these people? Knowing, you know, here's Alex Jones throwing a money bomb. I'm sorry I'm a little off topic, but it just pisses me off.
No,
people
you're
are
right.
Throwing so much freaking money to these guys to support a divorce, let alone $30,000 to be on a stage. It's probably more now. $1 million at least home. All of the toys and everything. I mean, it just blows my freaking mind. And here's I'm listening today. It's like, yeah, you people should go and you should put up billboards and sure, you know, make sure that your local stations get InfoWars on their stations. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know how long this? I was inspired by such crap, such inducements by these guys. I threw a conference here. I took a big, as most people do who throw conferences, real good conferences. You know, you take a hit. You want people to buy tickets. Nobody will because we're all poor. I mean, and yet here's, you should fund a billboard so that my station can go so I can sell more products to more people. I mean, and that's the nature of this truth movement. The truth is that all we're doing is supporting a whack job, a fear monger, who's never actually telling you the source of what you should be afraid of. Just that it's going to happen. And I'm sorry, I'm totally off subject here.
No, dude, you are so 100% on the bullseye, and that's why he got me on the show, because I can bring it home for you. Hermes Press, HERMES Press.com, Norman Livergood outlined, this comes directly from Pavlov. If you sow paradox, if you give two different messages, you got to have patriotism for your hateful government. What that does, it creates cognitive dissonance, and it allows the person delivering the message to then tell the confused receiver what to think. And the next message that they're telling them is not what we do. We say, this is the foundation of the problem, and as promised, you know, we're in the second hour. I'm going to talk about potential solutions.
Well,
that would be the next step.
The solution, apparently the solution to the problem of government is to worship government.
And buy his products.
And buy my products, right? It's so bizarre. It's syndrome where the kidnappee loves the kidnapper?
Stockholm.
Yeah. Stockholm, man. We live in Stockholm, man.
Yeah.
Forget Sweden.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why they do it. It's a control mechanism. And so when I say things like there is nothing organic, everything's GMO, then all the facades break down. And then you can't get behind labeling GMOs unless you are a complete idiot. And when I say people that give you two sides of the same issue, it's a mind control, cognitive dissonance, paradox for the express purpose of telling you what to do and think next, then how could you ever get behind somebody that does that to you? Because it's being done to you. And so you're fully on topic, Clint, because what we're doing, this next segment of the show is all about what I call the light. We're talking about white mold that I discovered sitting on my couch happened to be a bioweapon. I wasn't expecting it. I was just going, oh, geez, I'm losing 68% of my ferments to something that smells so horrible. I have to do a 4-stage decontamination on my fermenter jars. I'm walking out into my garden that used to feed me for a year and going, I got like at least 68 or more percent of death on the vine. The biosphere is breaking down. And then what do? I go to all of my resources and I start looking at things at random, because that's what I do. You know, I have a general direction that I'm going. I know what I want to accomplish, but sometimes life just throws you these really weird curveballs. And I found that there was an organism called Sclerotinia debilitating virus. And you know I'm all about the viruses. I think the archons are viruses. You give me anything and I'll just hammer a virus onto it. And this is, you know, you can look it up. Sclerotinia debilitating virus, and what it does, this virus infects the fungus, and instead of the fungus becoming a runaway pathogen, it makes it just a quiescent mold. It doesn't kill the mold, because here's the thing that nobody can wrap their minds around. Everybody's taught the germ theory, and they think that all microorganisms are their enemy. Well, they can be your potential enemy. And the reason is, and I've said this on the last show, and I've said it since 2008, the reason is we're covered in tetanus right now. We have Clostridia tetani on our furniture, on our skin, it's in our guts, it's in the land, air, and sea. But we ain't dead. Why are we not dead? Because there is a bacteriophage, which is a virus that can either kill the Clostridia, that would be a lytic phage, or it can turn it toxigenic, which would be the thing that poisons us, that gives us the Botox so we can look pretty in the face. It can go either way. So it is the virus that is the molecular switch that decides, as the Masons say, who lives or who dies. So I'm always going to be about the virus. Well, what's our solution for the Sclerotinia bioweapon? And here's the thing. Let me get the dates right, because I never memorize numbers. The USDA sequenced Sclerotinia in 2002. So they know everything there is to know about the code of Sclerotinia. Well, guess what? They sequenced the Sclerotinia debilitating virus as well, because they knew that if somebody like us that have dedicated our lives not to selling product and paying $36,000 a month to be on a radio show, we've dedicated our lives to reality and getting to the heart of matter and solving it, that if we discovered there was a virus that could make this mold quiescent, basically turning off their monster, that they needed to know about that too. And so I'm always saying, I will give you what can be turned into a solution, but everybody has to realize that I'm coming into this knowledge 15 years behind the eight ball, and I'm bringing it to you, which means that everybody within the sound of my voice has to raise their game. They've got to educate themselves in biology and botany and science, you know, the biophysics of, well, how do we encourage the growth of a virus? Because viruses do have requirements for them to assemble. How do we grow this virus so that it can infect the Sclerotinia, so that it can shut down a bioweapon? Now, I don't have that answer, but my God, within 6,000 years, we're the first ones to actually come up with that as an answer. I would say we've made pretty good headway.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like you say, it's the same thing with anything, really. If you're going to understand why the law screws you constantly, well, then you're going to need to learn the law. Right?
The terms of art. Thank you.
If you wanna learn why your efforts are fruitless by pretending to be a Christian in some corporate church, well, you're gonna need to read the Bible and define its terms according to the language. You're gonna have to learn, folks. It's so frustrating that, and it's not by shows like this. It's by actually putting all the entertainment, all the crap aside and saying, man, I've got an enemy, and the only way I can know my enemy is to know his inner workings, his plans, his laws, what controls him and what allows him to be, use biological weapons on us for any purpose whatsoever. So, yeah, I agree. You have to... People are going to have to start ditching all of the bread and circus including Alex Jones. Without that, we're screwed.
Oh, and you know what has he done for anybody so
Nothing!
Far?
Nothing.
What has he done? He's sown paradox and he's sown fear, but I'm talking about, and I'll give you a heads up, because I study the bacteriophage is nature's nanomachine. It is a self-assembling molecule. A bacteriophage typically takes over a bacteria to make copies of itself, but given, okay, here's the recipe for certain phages that invade, I think, Staphylococcus. A staph phage requires yeast extract, B vitamins, and casein, which is milk protein. If you got those three things there, phosphorus. If you got those four things, phosphorus, casein, a yeast extract, and milk protein, a bacteriophage can assemble itself. Now, folks, take a look at your boxed food and look at the freaking ingredients, and you tell me whether casein, milk protein, yeast extract, B vitamins, and phosphorus aren't part of the mix. They're assembling bacteriophages in you by feeding you as a kept animal. And it's because you didn't make your own food. I grow my own food, and I'm already in despair of what have they done to modify my food beyond my particular control. If you're buying a food in a box, you are being manipulated at the genetic level. But my overarching point, and I'm sorry I get distracted, is this: that you can make bacteriophages to self-assemble if you know the recipe. Certain ones require certain amino acids. If those amino acids are not present, those phages are not favored, and then they're competing phages. It's like, you know, particle and antiparticle. The bad phage might assert itself. And so here's another thing that's going on, because this is going to be a watershed show, Clint. There's other big newsletters out there like Green Med Info, and they're covering, oh, kimchi can actually, cure cancer. And they go on to explain in their lame way what they think is going on, and of course, they missed 100% the point of what's going on in that damn kimchi. So all it is fermented cabbage. And unless you're using the ancient recipes that do it in anaerobic fermentation, it's going to be a bastardization on the air, not offend the FCC. It's going to be a horrific, not even proper ferment. It's going to have things in there that you don't want, and they're going to claim, well, this fights cancer. Well, if you're lucky, the only thing that would fight the cancer, besides the cabbage itself, which Hippocrates would mash up cabbage and literally just put it as a poultice on breast cancer to cure breast cancer. And I can say cure because it was Hippocrates, and he's dead. The cabbage itself has cancer-inhibiting factors to it. But the cabbage fermented has what? What I've been preaching since 2008, and still, Clint, nobody gets it. It has the freaking bacteriophages in there. So while Green Med Info is going all about, oh, it's the H. pylori, it gets rid of the H. pylori and it cures stomach cancer. No, they did the medical clinical studies and found that people that had no H. pylori actually died in a greater percentile than the ones that actually had it during stomach cancer. So it's never been about the freaking bacteria. It's never been about the freaking mold, even if it's a bioweapon. It's been about the thing that is the molecular switch, a nanomachine called a virus. And that virus decides who lives and who dies. And so it was the bacteriophages and the kimchi. And I always, I release information like this in my books, and I always try to hold back if it's not, like, essential to human life, because I want to have, like, a selling feature. That's the one thing that keeps me going, is I sell books, and it's a bit of an income. But it's not to deceive. It's not to pay my $36,000 a month habit. So here you go. There's your secret. That's the thing that Green Med Info didn't even know, and now all the major newsletters will probably cover it, unless they want to cover it up, because that's the answer. It's always been about molecular switches, it's always been about the virus, and it's always been about who has their finger on the on and off switch. And we all have to learn the science to get to that point where we can control. Because think about it, Clint, this is part that disturbs me. If that control exists out there, and it does, because that's what they wage against us, then it's just a matter of who has their hand highest on the stick. And if they can do it, we can do it. So we actually literally, you said we're at war, we literally need to fight back.
Yeah, it's a matter of, you know, it's like a sleep. It's like a nation full of sleepwalkers.
And I can tell you why.
I mean, you really, it's going and eating without even realizing what you're eating, why you're eating it.
Right.
The purpose of food is to, of course, you know, give you energy and all that. It's like we're doing everything without possibly even considering what we're doing. It's a bizarre notion, and no wonder we're not fighting back.
Book plug time, book plug. Okay, so here's some shameless promotion. I tripped across while I was doing my research for my book called Assaulted, and I was just featuring a potassium iodide at the time. That's the drug that they put in salt, potassium iodide. Dangerous stuff. I don't support that. I tripped across bromine. And it's like, well, what about bromine? Because I've got my own personal library, and one of the books that I rely on, it's about 5 inches thick. It's called The Merck Chemical Index. So as any geek would do, I pull out my Merck Chemical Index, I turn to bromine, and the first thing that it says is hypnotic. It's in bread, beer, and soda pop.
Uh-huh.
That's why they're sleepwalking.
I love bromine. It's magically delicious. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it. This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park. Yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp, or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to BugOutPanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world, and so many people who can help us learn, and so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
Alrighty, folks. You can grow. We are back. Patrick Jordan's my guest from vaccinefraud.com. Patrick, you want to take a couple calls?
Oh, I'd love to.
You don't have any more light to share?
No. I'm all lighted out.
Because we're allergic to it. Rodney in Illinois. Welcome, Rodney.
Hello, Clint. Hello, Patrick, my
Howdy.
Fellow Illinois inmate.
Patient, victim.
Yeah. I want to talk about sugar.
I love sugar. It's addicting. Oh,
it, crap. It kind of rhymes with agar.
Oh, I like it.
All right, Patrick. I'm going to try to go quick. My wife operates the Riviera on the Mississippi for hummingbirds. She has been feeding hummingbirds for so many years that we have countless generations of hummingbirds coming back to our house, that she is up to 5 quarts a day.
Holy Moses.
You know, can you imagine how many sips from a hummingbird it takes to consume 5 quarts of sugar water a day? Now, this sugar comes from Walmart, of course. Now, my wife has gone to Walmart. She calls me on the phone and says, hey, Walmart's got sugar on sale. How much do you want? Now, I make wine. She feeds hummingbirds. I said, well, you know, give me this, this, and this. She came home with 250 pounds of sugar.
Ooh.
It's obviously GMO sugar beet sugar. These hummingbirds seem to be doing quite well. I don't know why. I think they've all become communitarians. Now, I make wine with the same sugar, but I reference my favorite book by an author named George Herder, George Herder from the 60s, on winemaking, how to make the finest wines for as little as 10 cents a gallon in glass or bottle jugs. That's the name of the book. He has in there how to invert sugar. He says that yeast loves inverted sugar more than standard sugar. How do you invert sugar? You bring it to a slow boil and you add citric acid, either ascorbic acid or the juice of half a lemon. And in a slow boil for a half hour, it inverts the sugar. Now, you go to Wikipedia. They've got an article on inverted sugar. Now, does hydrochloric acid do the same thing for sugar? I suspect that it does. Now, where do you find hydrochloric acid?
In the battery in my stomach.
In the battery in your stomach, and everybody's stomach that's got an ear that's listening to this conversation. Now, I'm a carpenter. I'm not a chemist. Even though I'm trying to make good wine. But there's something going on there. Now, these are just tidbits. I can't flesh out any of this stuff, Patrick. I'm sorry, I can't flesh it out.
We collect data, man.
I get flashes of, but concerning your fermented food with the scum on the top, you know, my wife is into kombucha. I'm into milk kefir and water kefir. And, you know, her kombucha produces a SCOBY. And if you want to see something, you know, entirely disgusting, you know, just look at a SCOBY. You know, this is your fermented black tea. Produces a SCOBY, you know, like clockwork. Now, the other thing, CO2 is portrayed as the universal enemy of mankind. You know, global warming, CO2. We know that fauna loves CO2.
Right.
Why the war against CO2? Is there a war against the fauna of this earth? You know, I might suspect so. But anyhow, I don't have any way to do an analysis on the fermenting process that I do. I haven't really confirmed whether the yeast that I choose to ferment my fruits and my berries and grapes, you know, the juice thereof, you know, to make wine. But I do know that if it's successful, it produces a great deal of CO2. The volume of liquid will dissipate and will reduce greatly because it is converting that sugar in whatever form into CO2, and it bubbles off.
So do you pay a carbon tax for making wine?
Hell no, I don't pay no blankety-blank carbon tax, and I never will. But
well, I'm ashamed because you're making a carbon footprint.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, it boggles my mind. I could put it in a very crude terms. I cultivate yeast. I feed it sugar. The juice from berries, you know, fruits and grapes. And I find it that the byproduct is, as Martin Luther said, God loves me. You know, he said about beer. Beer is evidence that God loves me.
I did not know that.
His wife made it for him. I guess he was busy doing other things, and his wife made beer. But I don't know if this is in any way a contribution to your conversation, but invert sugar, you know, I can't give you, you know if you look up the Wikipedia article, it'll give you the chemical equation, the transmutation of a simple sugar, and it's quite interesting. And you know, all I can say is that the finished product that I end up with, you know, for what it's worth, is satisfactory in my regard, in my esteem. But anyhow, as far as what shows up on the top of your fermented food products, Patrick, I really don't know. I have, you know, I've been doing water kefir for quite a while, and I got lazy, and I was warned because, you know, the guru of kefir milk and kefir water is out of Australia, and on his website he warned, you know, don't, if you let it go too long, it will become infertile. It will not reproduce. And what the reproductive byproduct of a water kefir as well as milk kefir is a polysaccharide. The grains themselves, they multiply, they grow, and they harbor that bacterial yeast, you know, symbiotic culture.
This is kind
that
of
makes
the,
that finished product that you like. And
this is kind of the point, isn't it? That this ability that you have to do this, which is an ancient formula for creating fermentation, is actually being disrupted because the elements that are going into it are being disrupted. Now, you might not be seeing it where you are or in your particular area, but I have a feeling that you will. That's what I think. That's the that. I mean, isn't that sort of?
Well, I this is probably totally off the subject, but I have enough blackberries, and the early spring promised me, according to the blooms, according to the early blackberry production, I should have easily produced over 200 pounds of blackberries. When I was halfway through my harvest, the blackberries, the berry-producing canes, they died.
Oh, wow.
And the berries didn't ripen. They just died and turned black. And I don't know if it had something to do with a very wet spring, a very prolonged, you know, we didn't, you know, blackberries love hot, dry weather. And I'm not sure what went on there, but I literally, you know, lost and tore out and threw away half of my blackberry crop because the canes that should have been, producing, they simply died too early. And
you didn't see any white moldy substances?
No. I got all the usual, you know, I can't explain it. You know,
white mold is root rot is certainly not. I mean, if I go to the to the page here for Seminus, and I look up all the different things. We have anthracnose, we have amphonomyces. I mean, I can't even pronounce these things.
Yeah, don't try. Back away from the word.
Bacterial brown spot, bean common mosaic virus, bean common mosaic necrosis virus, bean golden mosaic virus, mosaic virus, bean curly top virus.
I was infested with a stink bug. Now, who knows what the stink bugs carry?
Right, and
you
that's,
know,
that's,
and you know, so this
these
is you know.
Mechanically vectored is, you know, the biting, the piercing mouth parts of bugs will transfer fungus, bacteria, virus to a plant. But Clint also brought out that you may not have seen anything on the stems themselves, but it could be at the root level. So you could have a root rot that got the stems. There could be any number of things, but what I find interesting is you're saying that your promise of harvest was cut in 50% by conditions. And listen, the weather that we've had in Illinois, this ain't natural, man. This is HARP generated. So this fascist government, this corporate government that controls even things like the weather, have dictated that both you and I have had severe losses to what we actually, and you know, if you're making wine on it, like Luther says, you know, you're depending on that.
Yeah. Hey, Rodney, I got a couple other calls.
That's great. I'm looking forward to them. Thanks, Clint. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah. Take care, my friend. I mean, what do you say to these? You lost half your crop. What do you say to someone that's being basically poisoned and having his food destroyed? You say good luck? I mean, what is there? Do we need a new greeting card?
What was the video game quote? I wrote it down.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's a whole. We need a whole new genetically modified organism greeting card line from Hallmark. Richard in Washington, welcome, my friend.
Yes, is that. As a practicing wino, kombucha drinker, and kefir drinker, I think I can add a little to the light of the conversation. Basically, I bring up the concept of pleomorphism again. It can be a good bug or a bad bug, depending, as Claude Bernard and Antoine Beauchamp said, the terrain that it's presented with. And in response to the last caller, basically they're chemtrailing us. They finally found a way to change the terrain, quote unquote, so they can create a situation that produces only the bad bugs, which is Patrick's virus. That virus could be a good virus, but they've changed the terrain enough that it only does bad things, or mostly does bad things. So as I always say, you have to maintain your own terrain to fight against the terrain that they're trying to subject you to. I think that's the only solution to this whole problem from an individual level. And that's my input.
Well, and this goes back to the patent, you know, still more recently it says techniques in recombinant DNA have provided the opportunity to insert into plant cells clone genes which express antimicrobial compounds. So they're certainly not going to waste their time doing that and then, you know, how am I saying this? the whatever they're harvesting, whatever they're putting out there, whatever they're putting into the atmosphere and letting it fall down on Earth, it's going to be in harmony with
exactly.
The purpose of the changing of the DNA of the plant, right? So yeah, so the good bug is literally then turned into a bad bug if you're doing the same thing to life, just like humans seem to be being turned into mindless zombies as we speak.
So let me throw this out there just as, you know, another tiny little goal for pursuing that light. Everything that we talked about, and we brought this up on earlier shows, Clint, is technology dependent. The drones laying out the chemtrails, the industrial facility that has to process the bauxite, which actually costs more per metric ton to produce than gold. Aluminum costs more than gold to produce. They have to have the infrastructure there. It's all based on electricity. That's the legend of Zeus. Zeus only had power through electricity. And it's based on technology. An electromagnetic pulse would take out your robo-bees. It would take out the processing facilities. It would take out the drones. And all of this energy, because that's all they're doing. They're putting energy, blood, sweat, and tears, and force into maintaining this anti-nature. If it was taken out at a key level, their level of control, which is technology and electricity and electronics, it would all collapse because nature would then reassert herself.
Richard?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And I would add to that, when I work with clients, there's two things that are my enemies. Carbohydrates, sugar, glucose, as the earlier caller pointed out, could be changed from a bad thing to a good thing based on fermentation. And you can ferment, here's the music.
Yes, you do. Yeah, well, the sugar in wine is great and vulnerable. We'll be back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Alrighty, folks. Welcome back. We're at the end of another disclosure, which we call a show. Richard, anything else, my friend? We got one more call.
Finish up that comment. My two enemies are carbohydrates, sugar, and heat. Now, on carbohydrates, like the other caller said, you can change that into wine. Fruits you can change also into chutney, or vegetables you can change in sauerkraut. That takes out the sugar. There's the one thing that changes the terrain so that creates toxicity. The other one is heat, and what most people don't acknowledge is the fact that we're heating almost everything. There was a researcher back in Switzerland. He found out that when you put heated materials in the body, you created an immune response. And then he ran across a person that ate raw, no immune response. So that's the phagocyte reaction that Patrick is talking about. We get that when we put vibrationally changed products into our body. Our body just doesn't recognize it. And you can look at that, like if you take milk, if you just leave good quality milk, raw milk standing, it'll change to buttermilk, a good thing. If you took pasteurized, homogenized milk and let it stand, it changes to gunk, to scum. That's the unique difference is when you take the natural product, and that's what the powers that be are trying to do, is change the natural setting of everything and changing it into an artificial setting. And as Patrick says, they're adding energy into it, and in general, that's heat. They're changing the whole environment so that they're making a destructive thing. We as individuals, in my perspective, have to try to keep maintaining a natural environment, and the only thing that we have control over are our bodies. And by doing that, we'll do as much as we can to solve the problem if we can't get to the powers that be.
Well, I can't add anything to that. Can you?
No, it's monastery time.
I know. The glass monastery. All right, Richard, thanks so much. Always appreciate your contribution. One last little call. Jeff in Idaho. Welcome, Jeff.
Hi, Clint. I got the warning. Hey, Dr. Hasty, here's what you do for your little furnace for growing things. Get a Dr. Clark synchrometer circuit, put your little bugs on it, run it into a 7-inch test globe that you can get from Amazon for about $35, you know, 7-inch diameter. Take a glass you know the things that have the hinges, the steel hinges that have a seal on top, you know, like for canister stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, put the stuff in there and put them all around, six of them around the diameter of that globe, and then you can make put a piece of wood on the bottom as a frame to hold those six, and then put something like a William Reich, something that's inorganic on top, and that'll be a storage capacitor. So if that thing will resonate, that'll give you a furnace. If you put all that food in there in the glass chambers and you have the plasma thing running, the oscillation through the Dr. Clark capacitor plates will make a bow tie between the capacitors, and then a bow tie through the capacitors to make a six-phase resonance, and that'll give you any electrostatic growth that'll help with that thing. If you Google Eric Dollard cross-coupled Tesla coil cosmic induction generator, the first hit you get on that in Google, you'll find the stuff that does that thing. So that'll help you with your food thing.
Wow! So you're resonating it to prevent the growth of the.
You're growing it. You're growing it. You're powering it through a Tesla coil. This is what I gave Dr. Parker, and to create a iron based life.
Interesting. Very nice. Thanks for the wow. Good stuff, Patrick. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
I don't know what to say. Like I said, we're at war, and no one seems to be participating in the war. What can you do? All right, folks. What can I say? I don't know how to end this. Goodbye, good luck, and we'll see you tomorrow.